What's up, everybody? Welcome to the podcast, episode 7, Online Fights. What's up, Dizzy?
What's good with everybody out there? Shout out to, all the communities, the 5M community, the SL community, IG, Facebook, Steam, all the communities out there, man. What's up? What's good?
So we got to get into this topic because something yesterday went down. It was crazy. A lot of stuff go down, and honestly, like, when it comes to, like, Second Life, 5M, INVU, even fucking Roblox, even just online fights in general, people be fighting on YouTube, every platform people be fighting on. How do you feel about online fights?
I think the online fights is crazy, bro. I think it's wicked. It's entertaining as hell, because it ain't got nothing to do with you. But you don't know the difference until, guess what? You in an online motherfucking fight and it got something to do with you.
That's a fact.
Right? I just think this shit crazy, bro. Sometimes it's good to, you know what I'm saying, sit back and enjoy that shit. And then there's other times where it be bullshit and you got to call the people out on, hey, yo, look, what you did, what you said, the reason why I got in a fight is for me to hold your ass accountable and say that, guess what, you was on the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So it works. It works both ways.
I mean, my thing with the whole online fighting situation is, it's like, I feel like it's the same insults. It's always, you're a fat bitch, lose weight, this and that. And I'm sitting here like, damn, like, everybody knows somebody that's probably big, that's probably fat. Hell, you know, somebody mom might be fat. And it's like, why are you calling her fat? And then, what's so crazy? The person that's calling you fat, guess what? They're fucking fat. And that don't even, now it's a fat on fat crime.
Y'all both out there. Y'all both out there screaming at the top of your lungs, body shaming each other. It's crazy work.
The reason is, well, she's bigger than me. And I'm like, bro, y'all both big. Y'all both shopping the same spots. What's the fucking difference?
Y'all both eat Häagen-Dazs ice cream. What the fuck is you talking about? I get that
100%. And my thing is this. It's like, okay, is there any rules when it comes to fighting online?
It ain't, though. They don't have none, bro.
Would you say that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I feel like this, right?
You got rules?
I got rules to where I go, right? Because if we're looking at the SL standpoint of this, right, the T on somebody or the dirt on somebody is to really talk about their real life shit, right? What they really got going on. Like, that's the dirt, right?
Right.
And that's going to happen in an RL fight. Sorry to say it. Look how ugly this bitch is. Look at this ugly ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? The chick that was walking around a nigga motherfucking crib, and he was like, "Yo, bitch, that was a trap house." You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
These fights happen. So when it's shit like that, that's how they fight on SL. They expose your aura, right? Mm-hmm. Again, and this is people that's out there. Don't dive into giving people all this motherfucking RL information on you, because guess what? They're gonna use it against you in a fight, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't want to let everybody know what you really have going on RL, unless that person is close to you, right?
So basically, then, don't trust nobody on Second Life in a way.
Don't.
How long does it take to even, I guess, gain access to something like that for yourself? Like, to trust somebody, because you've been on here as long as me, and I'm just sitting here like, yo, like, I feel like new people, they come on here and they talk about their real life, like, instantly.
Like business, yeah, no, don't do that shit. Don't do that. That shit. Don't stop that. Stop that shit now.
So what about you? Like, what? Like, how long do you think you can open?
Oh, how long is it gonna take?
Yeah.
You will gradually get like certain information out of me just by hanging out with me for so long, and it got to be a consistent thing, right? Again, like when we talk about SM relationships and everything else like that, when you in an SM relationship with somebody, right, and you are like doing like the RL SM relationships, the typical thing is, guess what? You talking to this person every day, right? You playing SL together, you hollering at them on your breaks, you communicating all like that. So that time on SL, that's why I say, like, the typical SM relationship only lasts 3 months, and I'm trying to get to my point, right? The typical SL relationship only lasts 3 months,
right?
But it's also the time that you spend talking to that person that make it seem like it's longer than that. You know what I'm saying? So, It take consistency, and I mean like probably like 2 or 3 or 4 years, depending on what my deepest darkest secret is, because everybody have them, right?
Right.
That's like true. Nobody ain't gonna put it all out there and be like, right. Oh yeah, well I'm a person that don't have anything to hide. It's something that everybody on SL that plays SL has to hide, whether that be their family, whether it be what their kids look like, whether it be like what their husband name is. It's something on SL everybody has to hide, bro.
So, right? So my biggest thing is this: when I ask like the whole SL rules, so I see a lot of fights where people be like, it's rules to Second Life, and I'm like, I don't think so. It's like a street fight for me, where it's basically we could talk about kids, their family members. I don't do that, but I seen people do that where
you don't talk about the kids. The kids got to be the kids is 100% or 100% innocent in the fight.
So like, do you think it's so my thing is, because I don't have kids, you know, that situation, would you think it's dangerous to post a picture of your kids on Instagram on Second Life, knowing what you know about Second Life? Would you want to do that?
I necessarily don't post my kid on my SL social media, right?
Okay.
And because I don't. My son handsome as fuck, all right? I would just be real.
Right. But knowing what you know about Second Life, would you want
to? I wouldn't want to, no. Because for the simple reason, man, then guess what? Somebody going to be like, oh, well, it look like your kid has autism. Or go take care of your baby. Go take care of your special needs-ass kid. Like, shit like that happens, right?
Right.
And we know it does. Mm-hmm. So it'd be a lot of unnecessary bullshit that go with it. And I think that's the crazy part about it. Like, I can't post my son on
so social like that. You think people like that post their kids or even talk about their family members shouldn't want to do that at all? They should probably just want to leave it alone. They could probably mention them, but even mentioning them, somebody might mention crazy. That in the fight too, right?
Yeah. Mention them in the fight too. Yeah, it just worked that way.
Okay.
Like I'm asking you this, right? And I got a question for you. My question is this, right? What determines, because we both been on SL, right? And it's for you. What determines a necessary win in an SL fight?
A necessary win in an SL fight. Well,
yeah. What determines a win in an SL fight?
It's funny. This might be the first time you ask me a question where I'm sitting here like, damn. So for me, I fight different. Like I tell people, if you listening to this podcast, please don't ever try to fight me, because the difference between how people fight and everybody else fight, I have the car facts. And what I mean is I'm going to show you the evidence. I'm going to show you the proof. I'm going to make you a believer where I'm not going to make up something. When people fight me, they have to make up stuff. They have to say, well, he does this. And I'm like, well, if I do that, then can you show me any type of proof? And they'll just make some bullshit up. Or they'll go with the flow because you know why? Your job is, hey, I don't like this guy, so I'm going to just make some bullshit up. Even if it's not true, I just want to slander a person's name. So when we talk about winning, most of the time, I know I won. If you get banned from Second Life, a couple people on Second Life got banned, fucking with me, reported, losing your page. That's a dub, because guess what? After I do that, I go to sleep. I never lost none of that stuff. Never happened to me. I can't fucking relate. So when I see you, you know, turning up and you got to make up stuff and all that, look, it's people even now that they lost and they still losing because that's all they do. They just think about me. I'm living in their head rent free.
You and they with rent
free. It's a homestead. It's one of them situations where you know how you get a premium plus and then you get a free house? That's me. I'm living in there rent free. So when you ask me like, when do you know when you won? That's when I know when I won, because they keep talking about me. I don't talk about them. I make one video, one and done. They got to make a couple videos, and this is the biggest difference. I got more followers, and then guess what? You get your little 20 views. That means you, Larry at the Sandbox, and some other dumb motherfucker got a 60 Saturday sale outfit on. That's who can hear this shit. I don't give a fuck about those two people. Because if I mention your name, guess what's going to happen? Everybody going to, bigging them up, clout chasing. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, fuck all that. And I feel like it don't even have to be by like the clout what it is, right?
Right.
I think how some people fight, and I think this is the goofiest shit ever. If you're fighting somebody, I think a win is whoever got the most facts, right? If you out there fighting and you got the facts, you got the hardcore proof footage, right? Or you got all the facts, right? You necessarily win them fights. You probably win them fights because guess what? One of the things that I've realized about you is you always had the facts.
I'm going to have the facts.
You're going to always have the facts. And you're going to sit down. You're going to be like, okay, cool.
And the thing about it is, and I just want to say this, and this is the biggest thing. So the people that's listening to this whole, podcast, if you ever fight me, don't try to team up with another nigga because that motherfucker don't like me. Now y'all going to turn into the X-Men and try to jump a nigga. That shit don't work. That just make you lame.
The jump don't work. The jump do not work.
Because guess what? I don't do that sucker shit. I don't do that shit at all. And most of the time, if I'm going to keep it a buck with you, anytime I'm in a fight, I'm not going to TP Dizzy. I don't TP Country. I don't TP Adrian. If they at the platform or any sim or wherever I'm at and it happens, I don't TP him. I don't need backup. I don't need a Tony Yayo. I don't need anybody. Yo, man, laugh at my jokes. No, it's just me. I'm a one-man army. That's how it is. So that's that for me. You know?
I get that. I think the worst shit is when people try to drown you out, right? Mm. On what you're saying, right? That don't give you no win because you talking.
You're redlining.
Yeah, and you ain't saying shit that pertains to anything that's on the subject. Like, that don't work, bro. Like, that work. Is not. That
don't
ain't
turn
a dub,
your mic up. Listen, don't turn your mic up thinking just yelling because, honestly, you look crazy as hell by the PC. We can't hear your jokes. You log on 20 different accounts. That's an L. It is what it is. Stop saying the basic stuff. Stop saying the stuff, oh, man, you young. Oh, you old. Oh, take care of your kids. Oh, kids, start a family. Everything is a reverse to everything. It's a reverse uno.
Go touch grass. Right. Go touch grass. Like, we heard that before. Like, come with some heat.
Uh-huh.
Come with the heat.
Come with the heat.
And make sure your shit land. Like, and it's also about crowd reaction. And, mm-hmm. and that too, right? You got to pick your fights wisely, bro. And that's what I was saying too. Like, you can't go up against families, right? You go up against a family, right? And you TPN, and it's their whole family there. Now you fighting with their whole fucking family. How do you think that you won that fight? Because you showed up.
Right. And then the thing about it is, the people that say that's your family members, they're going to TP. Fake crash, TP out. And what I mean by TP, I don't mean TP there to help you. No, they're going to TP the fuck out because they don't want none of the smoke. And they be like, oh, that's my sissy. This is that. I fight dirty. You got to fight dirty because you're fighting on the internet. I'm not going to pull out a gun because a lot of people be pulling out guns. Shout out to Mozzie because she was the first person that pulled out a gun online because she got banned from a fucking club and then try to call somebody out. Yo, you a scammer. Like, what are we talking about? And then you try to show your iPhone. Imagine bragging about an iPhone and you're scamming people for fucking $30. You're a fucking bum. And then you're decorating for a copy bottom.
Yeah, that's a bum. Bruh, shit.
She got
that's
a decoration service, my nigga. And she decorated for a copy bottom, my nigga. Make it make sense, my nigga. That shit is goofy as hell. So when it comes to the urban side, I feel like when it comes to fighting, we always fighting. A lot of y'all want to play devil advocate and all that shit like that? Do the white side actually fight? Answer that question. Do the white side actually fight? And what I mean by fight, before you say this, answer this, Dizzy, what I mean by fight, when the last time have you ever seen a white person go on live and pull out a gun?
A popular white person in general.
Just name me two.
I haven't seen them, bro. And I've been on SL for 15 years.
Not saying because they got like the boardroom and certain, them type.
Yeah,
they be fighting. I'm not saying they don't be fighting, but we talking about go to the extreme where they on live, they pulling out guns. Like, who's doing that? Right?
The niggas. the niggas. We doing a jigaboo dance.
We doing the jigaboo dance, and it's like they want the urban side to get together and all that stuff like that. And like, look, if you want to do that, go ahead, man. I have not seen an SL to RL fight that was impressive. All these fights are dog shit. Trash. Stay at home. You niggas ain't got hands, right? What nigga you seen that can fucking fight? None of these niggas can fucking fight. None of these females can fucking fight. And the shit is crazy. And y'all be hyping that shit too. Up.
Yeah, I mean, y'all do be hyping that shit up. And also this, right? If you don't expect nobody to pull up, right? Right? Because somebody is, it has been cases like this, right? Where you was talking big shit on the internet, right? And a motherfucker pulled up on you.
Right.
If you don't expect, if you have to have that expectation that somebody really might pull the fuck up on you if you talking that hot shit and you close to them, right?
And don't do it if you got some kids, man.
Don't do it if you got some kids. Don't play yourself and put your motherfucking babies in danger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Having somebody pull up to your motherfucking house, you talking shit online, right? And they air your motherfucking house out while you talking shit online. We seen the video where the nigga was like, pull up!
Right.
Pull up! Please pull up! And they beat his fucking ass.
These people pull up.
They'll pull the fuck up for you, bro. And it be the little niggas that really be pissing me off that, and I said this in a bad way, it be the little niggas that really be pissing me off as far as like, bro, we know what it is, bro. Like, we done that. We done that tough guy shit that y'all been doing. We really done that.
But it's like, what are you being tough online for? You don't get achievement. You don't get no badge. You don't get nothing.
You don't get
like,
no badge and none of that shit.
Every person I fought with was rich as hell. They live large.
Yep.
I never finished school. I'm a fucking bum. They got my whole Wikipedia.
Hey, making $100K a year off SL.
Right. they making good money. You know,
make $100K a year off SL, like, while I'm struggling. And crazy work, I'm going to just be real with y'all and tell y'all that is this, right? The people that make a fucking $100K off SL or major fucking store design, it ain't no DJ that make $100K off SL. Benji, the top one, you know what I'm saying? That's six figures, right? Benji will tell you, hell no, I ain't in no six figures. He the top. Shout out to Benji.
Shout out to Benji. It's just everybody be capping. You got people out here, you know, they be showing like fake pay stubs and all that. Like, you got to go through all this. And then y'all be like, oh, I'm trying to inspire you. Look at the bag I got, this and that. It was a guy that was bragging. He was showing all this shit he got on his birthday. But he scammed a nigga for like, what, $40 or some goofy shit. Like, y'all niggas ain't
shit
got
crazy.
It.
No, that you ain't got it. You ain't. Guess what? It's okay that you ain't got it. If you do got it, get the fuck off SL.
Right.
If you got it, get the fuck off SL. If you balling out of control like that, go get you some more money.
That's a fact. I just feel like when it comes to fighting online, it's internet thugging. It's internet thugging. Like, you don't gain anything from it. Like, everything is repetitive. Y'all all seeing copy and paste jokes. It's not funny. Back in the day when I, you know, me being from Yahoo, all we did was roast niggas. Clown.
That's a fact.
We
roast them, clown them, joke on them, and guess what? That's just all it was.
That's all it was. And that's why I said when you asked me that question, like, when I know I won, because I could talk a lot of shit. Don't let all this podcast, the meme shit, I promise you. I'll go from roasting the shit out of you and playing fucking victim 2 minutes later.
You want me to tell you what it is for me, though?
What's up?
I find myself turning to, like, I find them, because, like, them niggas don't know me. I really got hands. Let me counter that, though.
Because
go ahead. I really got hands.
Every person I, you know, got in the SL fight with, they told me they was fucking George Foreman. R.I.P. to George Foreman, because they damn near be talking like they undefeated. So I have to say this. I have to count it. I got to play devil advocate. We don't know if Dizzy got hands until we run up on Dizzy. I can say I'm damn near undefeated. You know, I was a pro boxer and all this, and I won a gold medal. That don't mean it's true. So, because you say it, you're going to sound like every other nigga.
Nigga, I get what you said. They said they had hands.
Right.
They said they had hands. I 100% my bad.
Don't, apologize. No, you ain't got to apologize. You ain't got to apologize. Right. But most you're people right. say, yo, this is what it is. Because you probably got in a fight with a couple dudes, and they said, nigga, I got hands. And you probably like, I don't believe that. But you only going to see until it actually happened. The only downfall with the whole fighting online and then taking it to real life, what happens if you actually lose? So let's just say you got it.
If I lost, I lost. I lost. Hey, oh, look, I'm not getting on SL for a nice little minute if I get my ass whipped, right? I'm not saying that I'm the nigga that, you know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that I get motherfucking Mike Tyson everybody, right? You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that I didn't take losses, right?
Right.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that I ain't never getting jumped or anything else like that. Right. I've taken losses. I've got jumped. I've got my ass whipped, right? I got my ass whipped by a nigga that was bigger than me.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So it was that. But nigga, I ain't give up, nigga. He whipped my ass that one day and I came back. Nigga, hey, we gotta do this again. Okay. Like, I wanted to, hey, call, so
you
call
run
me
it
that.
Back. You on your running back shit.
Yeah, I need to run it back, especially if I lose. And that's how I look at fighting, though, right? Okay. It always be the motherfucker that lose. The little Jonas shit is what's going on and shit like that, right?
Oh, if I lose, I ain't coming back to Second Life. Ain't no running back. Yeah, At that point, get the gun, nigga. Get the gun. If I lose, get the gun, nigga. Fuck that. I ain't losing no SL fight.
That's what's crazy, though, right? So, it's this, right? And it's about the heart. You know what I'm saying? About a motherfucker in the fight. That's how I look at it. The physical, it's about the heart in the motherfucker.
Niggas don't want to hear about none of the hard shit because they look, if a nigga lose a fight, niggas gonna put you on a t-shirt. They gonna make memes. Niggas ain't gonna talk about, oh man, he had heart, man. He actually went out there. They gonna say that nigga dumb as hell.
He got his ass beat and we saw it. Right. I get what you said. Yeah.
Niggas ain't about to high five this nigga. Nigga, you lost.
Nigga, you lost, nigga.
I'm gonna be really say this
during the fight, just so people know, okay. Right? If your ass lose, oh man, that motherfucker car ride silent as fuck.
Silent as fuck. And you know the plot twist is you ain't got a car. Now you gotta catch an Uber. That's crazy.
Now you gotta catch an Uber or your homeboy that dropped you off and you done got knuckled the fuck up and he looking at you and be like, bro, you good?
But you know what's more fucked up is if you actually like traveled to go see the somebody else state and it's like, yeah, man,
and you got your
hotel.
Ass whooped. And you got your ass whooped.
Come on, man. I don't know. Like for me,
some of these people will pull up on you. Yeah. Shout out to my motherfucking mama. She was one of the ones that pulled up on that bitch job.
No,
bitch, man. You work at Walmart, bitch. Here I come.
Not Walmart, man. Come on. Man.
At Walmart. And gave that bitch hands. Yeah,
I don't know.
Shout out to my mama.
Hands eat for everyone, mama. Man. Anybody
Miss
can Queen, get.
Miss Queen Rain. Shout out to my motherfucking mama, bro. Shout I love my mama. Pulled up on the nigga. Pulled up on the bitch and whooped her motherfucking ass at Walmart. But as we get older, we start to realize situations like that, though, right? My mama, she probably be like, no, Dizzy, don't talk about that shit, right?
Nah, I get
but
it.
But now, like, she got kids. She grown. Like, she
yeah, when you get older, you supposed to grow. Like, I honestly don't keep it above with you.
And that's what, if you in your 30s, and you in your 30s and shit like that, and you still tussling with these bitch-ass niggas, bro, and that's what I had to realize yesterday. If you're in your 30s and you still tussling with these bitch ass niggas, bro, what the fuck are you doing? Where's the growth at?
But what you know what it is? This is the biggest thing. Like I said, it goes back to what I said. When you keep talking about somebody that you don't like, they living in your head rent free. That's why, shout out to all my enemies. I'm living in y'all head rent free. Anytime you think about me,
shout out to my enemies too, because I know I'm rent free. And guess what? I don't give a fuck about how y'all feel.
Right. I don't give a fuck about them. It is what it is. I'm telling you, like, if I seen them in real life, I'm not, like, honestly, I'm not looking to fight anybody. But if I see you in real life and you need help, it is what it is.
Yeah, I'm looking, laughing at you, nigga. But it'd be like this though. Like you be getting into the fight with the widows.
Well, the thing like about it is,
like, it'd be weirdos, bro. Like, I guess everybody is a weirdo to the opposite person. I might be a weirdo to them because they can't understand this, right? And this is real. Like, they can't understand what a real nigga look like.
Well, I
nigga
believe,
didn't really stand on business about certain things.
I believe this too. So, this is my thing. So, when you get in Second Life fights, 5M fights, and you have a lot of people that don't like you, don't play victim and say, oh, it's not me. No, it might actually be you. So anytime I got in a fight with somebody, they probably got blasted on my page. Now you got these weirdos making fake pages. Listen, I'm not doing all that shit. I got one page and that's that. I might actually have another page.
You was holding them accountable right. For the weirdo shit, right? And you also kind of gave them a platform to kind of explain themselves, right?
Like, they don't want to explain it. They mad as hell.
They can't explain it because they know it ain't right.
Right. These niggas live in a gated community. They ain't built like that. Now they want to, you know, pump their chest. They listen to 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying, sitting at the PC with a bulletproof vest like they about to pop off. You ain't doing nothing.
You ain't doing shit.
You about to bust it. Great. You ain't doing shit. Sit your goofy ass down. Stop sending dick pictures to chicks. Stop being a scammer. Stop being a weirdo. And maybe you won't be blasted. And if you don't like me, oldthefuckwell.com, nigga. That's what it is.
Hey, this is another thing that's wicked, right? You get called the gossiping ass bitch.
Right.
You get called the gossiping ass bitch because you expose the truth. It's absolutely crazy.
And the crazy part about it is...
And it's like, y'all doing the weird shit. Right. I'm exposing the weird shit that you're doing. I'm not exposing you as a person. I'm not saying that you fucking homeless out here bad. You fucked up anything else like that, right?
Right.
But you do the weird shit on top of it. You'll be homeless, but taking a dick picture in a cardboard box.
Crazy work. And the crazy part about it, it was a guy. His brother sent the chick a dick picture and said, yo, it was a joke. So the brother was in the comments saying, yo, like, my brother's wrong for that. So, you know, he checked his brother like, yo, my brother was wrong for that. But also, you're a weirdo for, you know, addressing the situation. Who else is going to address the situation? Now, that makes me assume that you're going around sending fucking dick pictures to fucking females without their fucking permission. How am I a weirdo? Because I'm telling a nigga, stop doing the weirdo shit. You motherfuckers be making up your own dumbass rules, thinking this shit is logic, and it ain't fucking logic. It's goofy as hell.
It's goofy as hell. Stop doing the dumb shit, bro. Stop doing the weirdo shit. Right. And stop getting fucking exposed, bro.
Right. And stop scamming people. And you just scam somebody for $30. That means you ain't got no gas money.
You ain't got the money to go there.
You ain't got no money to go there. What are you doing?
Like, the online scams is crazy, bro. It's almost that you have to get these niggas to sign an online bonded contract or some shit like that, bro, before they give you any fucking thing.
And I'm gonna be honest.
Not even that, right?
I mean, my thing is this.
Second Life, hold on, David. Right. If you knew the Second Life, right? Because I'm about to order something right here. If you knew the fucking Second Life, for everybody that's out there, this will be the last time that I say this. Watch who the fuck you buy lenders from. Bro, they not giving you no good deal. All right? If the deal is super great like that, it's a scam. It's a scam.
If it's
80K for $60, it's a fucking scam.
They ain't gonna listen. They getting scammed as we speak. It's a nigga right now getting scammed.
It's like one of those commercials. Stop cash out these people your money with no followers on Instagram.
Niggas got 10 followers and they getting scammed. Talking about, oh, he told me he a creator. With 10 followers?
Man, with 10 fucking followers?
You deserve to get scammed.
That way. My fucking God.
I'm gonna keep it a bug with you. When it comes to SL fights, people like that, I wanna fight y'all. Cause you didn't sit fucking damn near $100. You need your ass beat. Cause clearly you ain't finished high school. What kind of nigga shit is that?
What about the chick that sent $600 to a scammer?
Oh man. Oh,
crazy man, work.
Crazy like, work.
We gotta hold y'all accountable for that shit too. Like, yo, what the fuck are you doing?
$600.
You gave away your whole paycheck for the week.
Fuck what you was building. What you know of, what you was building a fucking boat. That was dumb as hell. It was goofy as hell. And then you got in my box saying, oh, well, you can expose it, just don't mention my name, because you knew what was gonna happen. Niggas was gonna be on your helmet, and that was that. You need your ass beat too.
You need your ass beat, bro. Like, it ain't nothing else to it. You just need your ass whooped. Cause you done gave them all that bread for no entire fucking reason.
So this was the episode. Do you have any questions, Dizzy? Anything that you want to ask me, or just in general?
I think that was. Bro, like, what do you think about the podcast so far? I really want to know before we dip. Like, what do you think about it so far?
The podcast is doing good. I like everybody's feedback. Shout out to everybody's feedback. People that been hitting me up and all that stuff like that. I'm glad you liked it. But for now, I mean, it's cool. I'm coasting. I'm enjoying it.
And another thing, like, I want this shit to be fun and fresh for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the fans and shit like that really be listening, I really want it to be fun and fresh for y'all. Like, and y'all motherfuckers tuning in while you at work. You know what I'm saying? Whether you fucking flipping burgers or driving a forklift or at home fucking at work.
If you flipping burgers, call. Man, hey, don't even listen to the podcast, because you fucking up somebody's meal. And then...
You fucking up the Happy Meals by putting the girl toy in the box when it was a boy toy. Man. They asked for a boy Happy Meal.
Right. Don't do that. I don't want you to lose your fucking job to an SL podcast. Now you look crazy as hell. Now that you want to fight us.
No, I just want them niggas to tune into it, bro. Whenever we release, and they have been. Like, I really like what y'all been doing on Instagram. Thank you. Shit, I appreciate the, like, when I get in world and people be like, hey, yo, look, are you Dizzy from Daily's podcast? I'm like, damn, it's Dizzy and Daily, though. What the fuck? Yeah, but that's me. Yeah, it's 100% me. So when is that, bro? I like that. Again, you are kind of like on the opposite side of it, where it's like, yeah, I put the shit out there, but I'm cool. Like,
yeah, I'm cool. I'm chilling.
It's kind of like I'm a little bit outgoing. I'm gonna talk to you.
I'm gonna say this. I do like everybody feedback. You know, even if it's good, bad, all feedback is welcome. I'm not the type of person that just like, oh, I don't want to hear that. I'm open minded. You know what I mean? If this is my thing, if you give us feedback on a podcast, don't be like, yo, this shit trash. It gotta be. This shit trash because of this. Now,
yeah, you got to give us wise trash. Right. Yes, you got to give us a wise trash. You know what I'm saying? Or because if you just say it's trash, guess what? It's going to start an SL fight because we just think that you hate it.
Right. Now, look, we did a whole podcast about SL fight. Now we fighting you.
Right. Now we fighting you.
Now I got to report your pictures that probably look fire. You know, got on Black Dragon and all that shit like that. Now it's going to be no dragon.
Yep. I'm going to be up under the comments and be like, yo, these pictures trash. This is a career upload. Right. Like, what are we talking about?
We got to get at you, bro.
We got to get at you.
But look, that's our episode 7. Hope y'all enjoy it. The next episode, we don't know what it's about. But stay tuned.
He off a pill, niggas ill. Is it even real? He got a glizzy with no bullets. Do he even kill? What? Niggas dissing when they rap. Should we call it drill? What? Niggas capping in they rap. Should we give them deals? He off a pill, niggas ill. Is it even real? He got a glizzy with no bullets. Do he even kill? What? Niggas dissing when they rap. Should we call it drill? What? Niggas capping in they rap. Should we give them deals? Mm-hmm. All that rah-rah when I'm talking, they don't with me though. Mm-hmm. Play this shit back, make them sit back, cause we in this hole. Mm-hmm. Turn me up, I'm tryna fuck, point me to the sluts. What? That nigga tough, he out of luck, fold him, gave him up.